Once they start moving, we'll have bhajans. I'll try to get the Maharaj to speak. From a little far, I can see the ISKCON temple, the Pushpa Samadhi of Srila Prabhupada from here. It's a big dome. That's on the Mayapur. We are on the Godrum Deep. Again. In the side, it's a sea of devotees who's getting up.
Yeah.
Hey, Isa Prabhu, can you hear me?
I can hear you, no problem.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to put it all up.
So we're walking to the next place. Not sure what that place is. Probably Bhaktivinod Thakur Samadhi Mandir. Was explaining the railway track alongside the road that was built especially for Bhaktivinod Thakur because he wanted to reside here in Godhroom and do his bhajan. So course, bhajan kutir. I'm gonna go inside. It reached Sri Swananda. Sukhara Kunja, Srila Bhaktivinod Thakur's bhajan kutir. So I'm assuming that's where everyone should be coming. Yeah, I think that's where everyone is entering. Guy. I can see Bhaktivinod Thakur Samadhi here. Give me a few minutes, I'm getting closer to that place. Trying to go up to the room, I guess, where Bhaktivinod Thakur did his bhajan. The long line, the very small stairs, very narrow stairs. So on the same stairs, people are going up and people are coming down. So we'll be going up the stairs, look like about 10, 12 steps. Very, very, very crowded. Devotees everywhere. It's almost impossible. Ocean of devotees trying to get on those little narrow stairs, maybe like 10 steps. And I think it's leading to a room. I can see the door, a green color door, a small door, which I'm assuming is where Bhaktivinod Thakur did his bhajan. My first visit, I don't know much, so. We're struggling to get on the stairs. I'm gonna give up right now, it's not possible. Okay, I'm gonna give another try. It's so crowded. Okay, so I'm on the first step. Once I get to the room, I'll try to describe what's inside the room. Okay. Second step. Third step. So we're moving, I guess. Small room, small door, I mean. See it, a green color door. Oh, man. There are stairs, so, okay. I'm at the door. I think there are more stairs going up, so. Oh, more stairs. Okay, so this is just... Is the room, can you still hear me?
Yes, Prabhu, we're here.
Okay. Okay, at last. Okay, we're inside the room. Wow. Wow. I think it's inside the room where Bhaktivinoda Thakur lives. We can probably see his bed, I think. This is bed. Let me ask Maharaj. Yes, this is the bed, I think. This is Bhaktivinoda Thakur's bed?
And there is bookstands and they rotate, so he didn't have to get up. He could get any book under the bookstand. And in the corner there is a fan. There's a low electricity. He invented it. It works off of steam. From this room, he saw the lights of Mayapur and suspected, oh, this is the birthplace of Mayapur. In the future, there would be a big city.
Isha Prabhu, can you hear, right? It's broadcasting live on PureBhakti.tv. You can explain more, Maharaj?
Yeah. So, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Namo Bhaktivinodaya, Satchidananda Vigraha, Anadya, he's very, the sixth Goswami, seventh Goswami. This is Sravi Sukhada Kunj, the transcendental bhajan of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and his worshipful deities, Gaur Garadhar, are here. This is the room of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He wrote over 100 transcendental literatures for Vaishnava Tattva. So we're very fortunate to come to this place, pray at his lotus feet to help us in our bhajan. And in here, he left the world in 1914, less than 100 years ago. And so we're very fortunate to come here, take shelter of his lotus feet. This is his bed. His bhajan Kuntir is here. And his Samadhi Mandir, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur Ki Jai.
Thank you, Maharaj. So there was Maharaj explaining inside the room. He was just by his bed, there is a bookshelf which can kind of rotate. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur doesn't have to stand up to get his book, I'm assuming, when he was pretty old. So that's a rotating bookshelf.
Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is Kamala Manjari in Ram Krishna Leela, very exalted Vaishnava. Namo Bhaktivinodaya Satchidananda Namine, Gaura Shakti Swarupaya Vigrahaya Namostute. So he is also Gaura Shakti, very, very empowered Vaishnava Acharya in our line. We're very fortunate to be under the guidance of Bhaktivinoda Dara, Gaura Premanandi.
Thank you, so very fortunate to be inside this room, and everyone who's listening, you can relate to this room. There is a bookshelf, wooden bookshelf, dark colored wooden bookshelf, full of books, full of books. There is a fan which, that's a steam driven? There's a steam driven fan over here on the side. That's still here. Wow.
Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Bhajan Kuntir. And out in the courtyard, Srila Gaurakishora Babaji Maharaj Bhajan Kuntir.
Okay, so you heard that on the side is Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Kusami Thakur's Bhajan Kuntir. And on the courtyard is Gaurakishora. So I'm in the next room. Wow. So Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Bhajan Kuntir, he was Bhakti Vinod Thakur's, I guess, son and disciple. Not disciple, son. So we are right on his bed. There's a brown bed sheet, pillows, towels, his picture on the bed. We'll try to go down now. Oh, very fortunate to be here. Those who are listening should try. We hope you'll be here next year. So we'll go down and try to explain you more, or describe you more. And if you find some Maharaj, we'll tell them to speak for us. But we have to slowly make our way down. It's a very narrow stairs. Watches. So we're going down now. All right, so we're making our way down on the stairs. This is the Samadhi Mandir of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He's dressed in all white color. Dhoti. I'm going to offer my dhanvas, so hold on, please.
Samsarabi tore kodiyachini ami Ravani jajan konoma jane Ravani jajan konoma jane Patai adile tu Pasai
So we're just going around the small complex. This is Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj Samadhi. So we're right in front of Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj Samadhi. Small temple with a small gate. I'm gonna circumambulate the temple. Okay, let me find some Maharaj who can describe the glories of this place. And I am in front of Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, Bhajan Kutir.
Maharaj, will you speak 5 minutes? Tell him,
Hare Krishna. So we have come to this very auspicious place. This is the place of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada always used to have this understanding. Chalte. He used to have understanding that Bhaktivinoda Thakur is non-different from Radhika. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is non-different from Radhika. Because though Bhaktivinoda Thakur is not Radhika, he is actually Kamala Manjari. But one should have the understanding that my guru is actually Kaya view of Radhika. My guru is Kaya view of Radhika. So Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada always looked upon Bhakti Vinod Thakur like Gadadhar Shakti. You see that Gadadhar Pandit and Srimati Radhika, they are the same person. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur's life, you can see that how he was. Excuse me. I'm bol raha hu. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, you always realize that Bhaktivinoda Thakur, the disappearance day of Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Gadadhar Pandit is the same. Showing to the world that Gadadhar Pandit is not different from, the Bhaktivinoda Thakur is not different from Gadadhar Pandit. Actually, he is the manifestation of Gadadhar Pandit. He is actually Gaura Shakti. So we can, in one sense, we can say that he is empowered. He is empowered by Gaura Shakti. So in that sense, actually, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is eternally Kamala Manjari. And he's always serving Radha Krishna at Swananda Sukhada Kunja. So what is Swananda Sukhada Kunja? Swananda Sukhada Kunja is in the middle of Radha Kunda. So in the middle of Radha Kunda, there's a very beautiful kunja of Ananga Manjari. This Ananga Manjari is actually the manifestation of Srimati Radhika. And that is where original Radha Krishna live at Swanand Sukhat Kunja. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur has established his bhajan kutir here at Swanand Sukhat Kunja. Now, this Swanand Sukhat Kunja is a very beautiful place. Once Bhaktivinoda Thakur was doing bhajan here, and then in night time, and in 5 o'clock in the morning, he would be seeing that every day there would be a rain. The rain would shower. And then he would, every morning he would say that rain would be coming. So he was wondering why it rains every day at 5 o'clock in the morning, around that time. So then he actually realized one day that that Nrisingadev, who actually lives in Nrisingapalli, where we are heading to, he is eternally living in Nrisingapalli, not Nrisingadev, and he flies over this particular area, Surabhi Kunja, and just across this river, I think it's Jalangi, if I'm not wrong. So this river, and the other side is Mayapur. So there, Nrisingadev is going and attending the Mangal Arati of Sri Gaurangadev. He's attending the Mangal Arati. So you see how ecstatic it is, that Nrisingadev himself is Bhagawan, but he, even higher than him is Gauranga. Because Gauranga is avatari, all the incarnations of Bhagavan, they come from him. And Sri Nrisingha is avatar. So avatari means he's the fountainhead of all incarnations. Gauranga is actually the source of all incarnations. and he's worshipable for all Brahma and Shiva and everyone. Sadopas, Shriman, Dhruta, Manuja, Kai, Pranayitam, Bhadbir, Girvanir, Girisha, Parameshti, Pravritivhi, Savakti, Bhashadham, Nija, Bhajana, Mudram, Upadishan, Sachaitanya, Kime, Punrapidrushur, Yastiti, Padam. So that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's even worshipable for Nrsingadev. So that Nrsingadev is to go and attend the Mangalarti, and therefore, as he's flying up in the sky, probably on the back of the Garuda, and that time the rain used to come. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur realized this. There is also the Bhajan Kutira of Srila Gaur Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj. So Gaur Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj, I think Guna Manjari, and he is also a very exalted personality in our line, that how Gaur Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj, his Vairagya, Mahaprabhu's devotees, Vairagya is very prominent. Raghunath Das Goswami, he had very great renunciation. Raghunath Das Goswami, he would take little buttermilk every day, very little, like just one small cup and one small leaf cup. And then he would chastise himself, see? Oh, see Raghunath, how you are becoming fat by drinking so much buttermilk. So you see, that type of renunciation Gaur Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj had. Gaur Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj always on weeping for Srimati Radhika. The one speciality of Gaudiya Vaishnavism is that they are more inclined towards Radhika. One is that Radha Paksha Chhadi Je Jana Se Jana Je Bhave Se Bhave Thake Amito Radhika Paksha Bhati Sada Kabu Nahi Hari Thake. Amito Radhika Paksha Bhati Sada Kabu Nahi Hari Thake. So that they are partial towards Radhika. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written his bhajan, Radha Bhajane Yadi Mati Nahi Vela Krishna Bhajana Tava Akarane Gela. Ataparohita Surja Nahi Jani, Radha Virahita Madhava Nahi Mani. That if you are not worship the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika, then it is actually your bhajan of Krishna is gone west. Just like there is no difference between the musk and the fragrance of the musk. There is no difference between the sun and the sunlight. You cannot actually pursue the sun without the light. Gurudev says, without Radhika, Sri Krishna is Nirvishesh Brahma. So Radhika, she is actually the... Krishna is the emporium of all mellows. Akhila Rasamrita Murti Prasurma Ruchirudya Taraka Pali Kalita Shyamala Lalita Radha Priyan Vidur Jayati. So he is the dearmost object of Srimati Radhika, most dear person of Radhika. So that Radhika's bhajan, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and also Srila Gaur Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj, Radhika was their very life. Like in the mood of Raghunath Das Goswami, they used to worship Srimati Radhika. That Radhika is our Swamini. So therefore, this Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Bhajan Kutira of Srila Gaur Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj, and they were very intimately connected. Gaur Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj, he was actually Shiksha disciple of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He actually accepted Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur as a Shiksha disciple. And Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur was also Shiksha disciple of Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, actually, he is known as Vaishnava Sarvabhauma. He was the most famous personality in all the three Gaura Mandal, Kshetra Mandal, and also Braja Mandal. In these three mandalas, Gaur Krishnadas Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj was actually the personality. So this Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, he was the leader of all the Vaishnavas. So he was known as Vaishnava Sarvabhauma. And he had the highest realizations in bhakti. So those same realizations, actually he had imparted them to Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur used to do bhajan as per the guidance of Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj in Navadvip. Now the question may come that why Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he chose to do bhajan in Navadvip. Actually, Bhaktivinoda Thakur had always a desire that I want to go to Braj and perform bhajan there. Bhaktivinoda Thakur wanted to go and perform bhajan in Braj, but as he was going out towards toward Braj, Lord Shiva on the boundary of Navadvip Mandal told him that no, it is not your job to go to Braj. You should do bhajan in Navadvip. It is Abhinna Braja Mandal, and you should reveal the birthplace of Mahaprabhu. So then, by the order of Lord Shiva, Bhaktivinoda Thakur made it his life's mission to discover the birthplace of Shivan Mahaprabhu. And then he took Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj with him. And then Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, he actually discovered this birthplace of Bhaktivinoda Thakur discovered the birthplace of Mahaprabhu based on the maps and other geographical signs. And then he brought Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj there to see whether the birthplace is authentic or not. Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, he said yes, as soon as he was still in a basket. But there is no defect in a pure devotee, just like Ashtavakra Muni, he was bent in 8 places. So like that, or Kubja, she was also hunchback. But you see that Bhagwan showed mercy to her anyways. So Bhagwan, he does not discriminate, he is satisfied by bhakti. And Jagannath Babaji Maharaj was a great devotee of the Lord. He is a Nitya Siddha, eternal associate of Radhika, a Kaya view of Radhika, Manjari, eternal Manjari of Srimati Radhika. So Jagannath Babaji Maharaj, they are actually Gaurangira Sanghi Gane Nitya Siddha Kori Mane. They joy Bhajanga Shutapash. Gauda Mandala Bhumi Jeva Jane Chintamani. Star for Braja Bhumi Vas. One should know that our Guru Maharaj and our previous acharyas, none of them, in our Shiksha Parampara, none of them, they are Sadhan Siddha. Gaurangira Sanghi Gane Nitya Siddha Kori Mane. They are eternal associate of Gauranga Mahaprabhu and they are Nitya Siddha. They are coming from the spiritual world to preach the glories of Gauranga Mahaprabhu here by the order of Krishna. And in one Swarupa, our Guru Parampara is preaching here, and the other Swarupa, they are serving Radha Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan, serving Mahaprabhu in the Goloka Vrindavan. So Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, he actually was hunchback. But as said in Upadeshamrut, Dushta Sabhava Janitair, Vapushascha Doshair, Na Prakrutatva Miha Bhakta Janasya Pashyet, Gangam Vasana Khalu Budbuda Tena Pankair, Brahma Dravatvam Apagachati Niradharmai. That, just like the Ganges water is not contaminated, because in the rainy season you'll see that there is so much foam, so much dirt is in their Ganges water. But Ganges water is never contaminated. It's like they did experiment on some water of some Australian river and some Ganges water. They put some microbes in the Ganges water and they found that the microbes, they actually multiplied in the Australian river water. But in Ganges water, they all died. So Ganges water is always pure because Ganga is Vishnupadi, emanating from the lotus feet of Vishnu. So Ganga is Tadiya and is always pure. The five objects in this world are very pure. One is Tulsi. One is Shaligram. And number two is Shaligram. Then Vaishnava. Ganga. Tulsi, like this. So, these objects don't need any installation. Without any installation, deity installation, these objects are always potent. For Shaligram Shila, no installation is required. Similarly, Vaishnavas, they are also very potent. They are Tadiya of Krishna. And they are more worshipable than Krishna. Mad Bhakta Pujya Vidika. So therefore, Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj was always very, very exalted personality. And then Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he took him to the birthplace of Mahaprabhu. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, by studying the maps made by the British government of India, especially Navadvip Dham, and studying Chaitanya Bhagavat, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Navadvip Dham Parikrama and other books and the book he wrote, Navadvip Dham Parikrama. So based on his studies and maps, geographical studies, historical studies, and based on the scriptures, he actually decided that the current birthplace of Mahaprabhu is the right place. That is where exactly Mahaprabhu took birth. However, he wanted some confirmation from an exalted Vaishnava, because we are doing bhajan under anugatya. Any bhajan we are doing must be under anugatya. That it is said, that Krishna Nam should be also chanted in Anugatya. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur was not independent. He exhibited by his activities, though he is in Nitya Siddha Kamala Manjari, he exhibited by his behavior that yes, actually, I am also under Anugatya of Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. So then he took Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. That time Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj's servant's name was Bihari. Bihari used to take him over his head in a basket. And Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj would be sitting in the basket. Then when Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj came to the birthplace of Mahaprabhu, immediately jumped up. So he was actually disabled. He was more than 140 years old at time. But he jumped up like 3 or 4 feet in the sky. And he said, yes, this is the birthplace. And he began to dance. So he was disabled, he began to dance. So he was so ecstatic that this is the birthplace of Mahaprabhu. So here also you see so many young girls, kids, they are chanting Hare Krishna. This is the potency of Mahaprabhu's birthplace. And Ganga River. Ganga Gangeti Yo Bhriyat Yo Jananam Shatirapi Muchyate Sarva Papyabhyo Vishnu Lokam Se Gacchati. Ganga is so powerful. This Ganga is actually the holiest river. It is, and by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, obviously it has been said that Ganga Adivrata Parisevita Pada Padmam Goloka Saukharasa Paramahim Mahimna Aplavita Khila Sudha Sujalam Sukhabdhav Radha Mukundam Mudas Daitam Yamunam Namami. But Yamuna has received the good fortune of witnessing Radha Krishna's pastimes. But Ganga is also not less fortunate. Ganga is also equally fortunate because Ganga actually saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not different from Radha Krishna. So because this Ganga is so holy, by residing near Ganga, all these people, they chant Hare Krishna. Otherwise, very difficult to hear Krishna Nam anywhere in India. Even in India, very rare to hear Krishna Nam. But here in Navadvip, so many children are chanting Hare Krishna. I just saw one kid, 6 months old kid, but he was offering obeisances to all the devotees who are passing by. He has the samskaras. Krishna has said, Bahunam janmanamante jnanamanmam prapadyate vasudeva sarvamiti samahatma sudurlabha. After many, many lifetimes, one comes to this realization that everything is Vasudeva. So, therefore, this Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj then said, oh, this is the birthplace, and he confirmed it. Then Bhaktivinoda Thakur, actually, when they were digging that birthplace, they found Adokshaja deity. Adokshaja. See, Jagannath Mishra used to worship the Adokshaja form of Sriman Narayan. One name for Narayan is Adokshaja. Adokshaja means that he is beyond our sensory perception. There is actually Praman is given. Generally, we believe in only the Praman, which can be validated by our direct senses. Sense perception is the only Praman we accept. But that is not the only Praman. Actually, beyond our senses is Adokshaja. He cannot be grasped by our senses, nor by our gross senses or subtle senses, even by mind, Krishna cannot be understood because he is beyond the senses, Adokshaja. So therefore, we are trying to understand this Gyan, which is Adokshaja Gyan. This knowledge is Adokshaja, and Krishna himself is Adokshaja. So therefore, Atah Shri Krishna Namadi na Bhavet Grahyam Indriyai Sevan Mukhedi Juhado Swayam Eva Sphuratyada. Atah Shri Krishna Namadi na Bhavet Grahyam Indriye. Because Krishna's name, form, qualities, pastimes cannot be understood by our senses. Our senses cannot understand them. It's like Kali Yavana. He wanted to catch Krishna. But he was walking so fast. But could he catch Krishna? No, he could have never caught Krishna. Actually, Krishna told Kali Yavana that if you just touch me, I'll be defeated by you. But he walks so fast. And Mother Yashoda could catch him. But not devotees can catch Krishna. So non-devotees can never understand Krishna. Namam duskritana mudha prapadyante naradhama maya pahurta jnanam asuri bhavamashritaha. Duskritis and asuras, they cannot surrender to Krishna. They cannot understand him. Because Krishna can be understood by his devotees. Bhaktyamam abhijanati yavanya sreti tatvata. So therefore, this Adokshaja is actually the deity of Sri Jagannath Mishra. So this is the Navadvip Dham. This is actually the abode of Brahmanas. Actually, Brahmanas live here, and Jagannath Mishra is also He's actually, he is the one of the prominent Brahmanas in this Navadvipa. So in this Naimittik Leela, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu takes birth at his birthplace. Gaur Sundar's birth is there. He takes birth from the womb of Srimati Shachi Devi. Shachi Garva Sindhu Harindu. Shachi Garva Sindhu Harindu. Shachi's womb is compared to the milk ocean. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is compared to the moon.
Why?
Because the moon arises. The moon arises from the ocean of milk. Now this ocean of milk actually Kshira Samudra. But moon actually has transcendental origin. You know that the moon is the son of Anasuya. And Atri Rishi. And moon is the manifestation of Brahma. He's the brother of Dattatreya and Durvasa. So how can moon arise from the milk ocean? Not possible. But some upama is given. It's a comparison is made. So similarly, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he's actually eternal personality. But as a pastime, he appears from the womb of Mother Shachi. Shachi Garva Sindhu Harindu. So therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is eternal, but he exhibits this naimittik leela. So therefore, he was this particular time, past time, he took birth as a from the womb of Mother Shachi and as a son of Jagannath Mishra. So therefore, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you can see that when he was born, he had 32, 32 transcendental symptoms in his body, like his limbs were. His arms were extending down up to his knees. Ajanu lambita bhujau. Ajanu lambita bhujau. Kanaka avadhatu. Both Gauranga and Nityananda, their arms were extending down to their knees and they had golden complexion. Sankirtanaika pitarau. Now, Dasananda Prabhu was speaking here. He told that this particular island we are walking here, this Godramadvip, is the embodiment of Kirtan. You know that this is the Kali Yuga is going on and very difficult to remember Vishnu. It is explained that Agachit Smaranam Vishnu Bahu Ayasena Sadhyate Oshta Svandana Matrena Kirtanam Tato Varam. The meditation of Vishnu has the power to eradicate all the sins. But the remembrance of Vishnu does not come very easily. How can one remember Vishnu Smaran? The Japa is very difficult also sometimes. But Kirtan is very easy. Oshta Spandana Matrena. Just by vibrating the name of Vishnu, you will be get beneficial. Will have benefit. Naam is very powerful. Namaikasya vachi shravana pathagatam shrotra mulam gatamva shuddhamva shuddhya vavahita rahitam taretteva satyam tacheta deha dravana janata loga pashana madhe nikshiptam syana falajanakam shigram evatra vipra. If name will enter someone's ear also, so when you do kirtan, name will enter in the ears of other people who are standing by you, or even the it will be heard by the creepers or the banana trees and so many. So name is very powerful. But story comes in the Purana that one time there was one Brahman. He has submerged himself in the river and he was loudly chanting Narayan mantra, beginning with Pranava and Namo Narayan. He was chanting. As he was chanting this mantra, Narayan mantra, submerging himself half in the water, a tiger jumped on the body of this. The tiger jumped on the body of this particular Brahmana. The Brahmana was facing towards the sun apparently. The sun is like Surya Narayan. So he didn't notice that the tiger is jumping on him. But there was a hunter. This hunter shot an arrow. And when the hunter shot an arrow, it hit the tiger. And tiger was mortally wounded and died. However, before dying, this particular tiger had heard the glories of this glorious holy name of Narayan. What is Narayan? Narayana. So the essence of four Vedas have been collected, Rug Ved, Sam Ved, Yajur Ved and Atharva Ved, and has been put inside this name Narayan by Bhagavan. So this name Narayana is not different from four Vedas. So therefore the devotees, they never worry. Ma Rukh, Ma Sama, Ma Yajur Patakinchana, Govindeti, Harer Nama, Gayam Gayasa Sarvada. Don't worry about reciting Rugved, Samved, Yajurved, Rugved, Atharvaved. You should simply call the name of Govinda. So this kirtan is very glorious. This kirtan is very glorious. By doing kirtan of Krishna's names, you get so much benefit. Sankyatyam parihasyam va sthobam helanam eva vaikuntha nama grahanam asheshagaram vidu. Just by jokingly or even disrespectfully or to indicate something else, you somehow chant the name of Govinda. Oh, it is so powerful. So you see that there was a Musliman, stories from Nrsimha Puran, and he went to the forest to pass stool. When he was passing stool, one boar came and he attacked this Musliman, this Muslim guy, Mlecha. But Musliman, he didn't like the boar, he's attacking him. His Muslims, they don't like boar. So the boar hit with his, you know, teeth and attacked him and, you know, killed him. But while he was dying, the Muslim man, he told, oh, haram, haram, haram. That is what they say when they, because they don't like boars. So they said, haram, haram. So when he said, haram, haram, immediately when he died, immediately he was transported to Vaikuntha. He was liberated. He received the liberation. Why? Because the reason is given in Nrsimha Puran. Damshtra damshti hato mlecho ha ramete punah punah ukto api mukti maapnoti kimpuna shraddhaya grunan. That this mlecha, as you are chanting the name of Ram, even unknowingly, ha is the premvachak shabda. Ha means love and affection. Oh, like Dasharath, when he was weeping for Ram, he was saying, ha Ram, ha Ram. And this Musliman also, he said, ha Ram, ha Ram. And therefore, he was liberated. So therefore, we should always try to chant this, the name of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And the living entities are hopeless. They have no, there are some living entities who are very dull. Like, you know, trees, and they have practically no chance. They have committed some heinous activities in past life. Or maybe they followed very deep, very atheistic philosophy like Buddhist philosophy. So they have gone to this particular consciousness called Sankuchit Chetan. There are five consciousness. Sankuchit Chetan, Mukulit Chetan, then Vikasit Chetan, and then Purna Vikasit Chetan, like that. So they have reached very contracted consciousness. But they can also be delivered when they hear the Harinam. So therefore, Haridas Thakur always said that, yes, you must chant Harinam loudly, so that all the living entities can hear. Mahaprabhu himself also, Hare Krishna ti ucche Surivarasano Nama Gadana Krute Grantha Shrini Kati Subhaka Sutrojvala Kara Vishalaksha Dirgargala Nija Yugala Khilanchita Bhuja Sa Chaitanya Kimme Punarapi Drishyor Yasati Padam. So Mahaprabhu himself is to chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra so loudly, so that all the living entities can benefit. Hare Krishna Mahamantra not should be chanted just on lips, Upamshu Japa. So this kirtan bhakti is most prominent. Kirtan, because kirtan accomplishes both the limbs. When you are chanting the name of Krishna in the mind, remembering Krishna, you are binding Krishna. How you are binding? You are binding him by a small silk thread. And that silk thread Krishna will break and run away. But when you are doing japa, softly on your tongue, you are binding Krishna by a rope. Like a cotton rope. But when you are doing kirtan loudly, you are binding Krishna by iron shackles. You cannot escape. So kirtan, naham tishthami vaikunthe, yogi naam rudhaya piva, yatra gayanti madhvakta, tata tishthami narada. Yatra gayanti madhvakta, tata tishthami narada. Krishna says that I stay where my devotees are performing my nama sankirtan. So sthane rishikesha tho prakirtya jagat pravrushyate anurajyate cha रक्षांश भीतानि दिशो द्रवन्ति सर्वे नमस्यन्ति च सिद्ध संघः दैट वेर एवर द कीर्तन ऑफ द नेम ऋषिकेश इज गोइंग ऑन दैट प्लेस नो डीमन्स कैन कम नो घोस्ट कैन कम सो हाउ बेनिफिशियल इज कीर्तन कृष्ण सेज वन ऑफ द कैरेक्टरिस्टिक्स ऑफ अ प्योर डिवोट इज दैट ऑन द भाव स्टेज सततम कीर्तयन्तो माम यतन्तश्च दृढव्रत मच्चित्ता मद्गतः प्राण बोधयन्तः परस्परं कथयन्तश्च माम नित्य तुष्यन्ति च रमन्ति च कीर्तन मीन्स नॉट ओनली हरिनाम संकीर्तन बट कीर्तन ऑल्सो मीन्स कीर्तन ऑफ नाम रूप गुण एंड लीला लाइक सुखदेव गोस्वामी इज ऑल्सो एक्सलेंट कीर्तनीय एंड ही एक्चुअली डिड एक्सलेंट कीर्तन ऑफ श्रीमद भागवतम द श्रीमद भागवतम वॉज रिसाइडेड बाय सुखदेव गोस्वामी सो वी शुड ऑलवेज ट्राई टू डू दिस कीर्तन एंड दिस कीर्तन भक्ति इज प्रोमिनेंट हियर इन दिस पर्टिकुलर अबोड ऑफ गोद्रमदीप नादिया गोद्र में नित्यानंद महाजन पाठिया चे नाम हट जीवर कारण दे आर ओपन्ड अ मार्केट प्लेस ऑफ द होली नेम बट वॉट इज द प्राइस दे आर आस्किंग फॉर दिस नाम द प्राइस इज ओनली वन दैट यू आर ग्रीड फेथ फेथ इज द प्राइस इट इज सेड कृष्ण भक्तिरस भाविता मति प्रियताम यदि कुतोपि लभ्यते तत्र लौल्यम अपि मूल्यम एकलम जन्म कोटि सुकृतेर न लभ्यते दैट दिस पर्टिकुलर कृष्ण भक्ति कैन बी ऑब्टेन्ड इफ यू हैव दिस ग्रीड ग्रीड सो दिस ग्रीड इज वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट वन शुड हैव वेरी स्ट्रांग ग्रीड टू ऑब्टेन कृष्ण प्रेम एंड देयरफॉर बाय सीइंग योर ग्रीड श्री नित्यानंद प्रभु Seeing your Shraddha and greed, they will give you this Naam. If you are on the, if you are Shraddha currency, if you just have faith, what is Shraddha? Then they will give you the Naam. What is Shraddha? Shraddha means that Devarshi Bhutata Nrunam Pitrunam Nayam Kinkaro Runim Charajan Sarvatmanaya Sharanam Sharanyam Gato Mukundam Parivritya Kartam. That the living entity is not and not indebted to Devarshi, to the rishis, to demigods, to sons and daughters, to the forefathers, to anyone, to the country, society, boss, job, career, anything. If you have surrendered unto the Mukunda, one has surrendered to Mukunda, then he is not indebted to anyone. Just like one poet has said, Sandhya Vandanam Bhadramastu Bhautu Bho Snanatu Bhyam Namo Bho Deva Pitarashya Tarpana Vidhav Naham Kshama Kshamyatam Yatra Kvapi Nishadya Yadava Kulottam Sasya Kansat Dvishah Smaram Smaram Agam Harami Tadalam Manne Ki Manne Name That I will not perform any ritualistic processes like Sandhya or bathing in the holy places. I will not offer any oblations to the forefathers or demigods. I will sit in some place like Godram Dvip and loudly call out the names of Krishna, Hare Krishna, and I will burn all my sins. So this Krishna Nam will destroy all your sins. Amha samarita akhelam sakrududya deva sakala lokasya tarni riva timira jaladhi jayati jagan mangalam harir nama. That just like when the sun will rise, all the sins of the living entities will be destroyed, all the darkness of the world will be destroyed when the sun rises. Similarly, when Krishna Naam will arise on the tongue loudly, Hari Bol, then all the sins will be destroyed. So this island is Kirtan Island, where Krishna's name should be chanted. And one Shraddha is required. Shraddha means that Shraddha Shabde, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare Shraddha Shabde Vishwasa Kohe Sudhruda Nishchaya Krishna Bhakti Koile Sarva Karma Kruta Hoy Shraddha means that if I serve Krishna means I have already engaged in all the activities. I have performed all the pious merit. Go Koti Danam Grahane Khagasya Prayaga Ganga Saka Tirtha Vasam Kalpa Vasam If someone will donate gokoti, crores of cows, at the time of eclipse, lunar eclipse or solar eclipse, or one will stay for one day of Brahma at holy place like Prayag, or one will donate millions and millions of mountains of gold like Meru. But that is not equal to even one chanting of the name of Govinda, pure chanting of the name of Govinda. You see, how powerful is the chanting of the name of Govinda? So, therefore, it is explained, Nikhila Shruti Mauli Ratna Mala Diti Nirajita Pada Panka Jantam Ay Mukta Kuler Upasthyamanam Paritastam Harinam Samshrayami. That this Harinam is what? Nikhila Shruti Mauli Ratna Mala Diti Nirajita Pada Panka Jantam. So all the Vedas, they glorify the holy name. And this holy name is chanted here at Godramadhi. One day, all the demigods, human beings and demons, they had a debate. They said, Ramayana has 1 lakh verses. 1 lakh verses. So they wanted to distribute this 1 lakh verses. So they first, they went to Brahmaji. They told, we want to have equal distribution. So Brahma said, all right, I'm assigning 33,000 verses to demigods, 33,000 verses to the demons, and 33,000 verses to the human beings. So 1,000 verses were left. When 1,000 verses were left, then Brahmaji said, all right, I'll distribute 333 verses to the demons, 333 verses to the demigods, and 333 verses to the human beings. Then still one verse is left. This verse is in Anushtup Chanda. Means the verse has like 4 lines. And each line has 8 syllables. So the whole verse has 32 syllables. So what Brahma did, he distributed 1 line each to the demons, demigods and human beings. So now 1 line is left, which has 8 syllables. So then he distributed 2 syllables to the human beings, 2 syllables to the demons and 2 syllables to the demigods. Now only 2 syllables are left. And those 2 syllables are, Brahma said, I'll keep them with me because I'll not distribute them because you are 3 and there are only 2 syllables left. So I'll keep them in my pocket. And those 2 syllables were Ram. Rama. So that Ram is the essence of entire Ramayana. So Rama Rameti Rameti Rame Rame Mano Rame Sahasra Nama Tattulyam Rama Nama Varanani. So it has been said that Lord Shiva to Parvati, that 1,000 names of Vishnu equal to one name of Ram. So why this particular, so Lord Shiva is actually the spiritual master of Parvati. He's explaining to her this tattva. He's explaining this tattva to her, that how one should chant the names of Krishna. One time, Parvati inquired from Lord Shiva that there are so many demigods and so many worshipable personalities. Who is the supreme? My husband. Then, Shankar said, oh, my dear Parvati, Aradhananam Sarvesham Vishnu Aradhanam Param. Among worship of all the gods, highest is the worship of Vishnu. Then Parvati thought, I'm wasting my time. Because I am supposed to serve Vishnu, but my whole day passes serving my husband Shankar. So am I wasting my time? Then Shiva Thakur, he mercifully told Parvati, listen Parvati. Tasmat parataram devi tadiyanam samarchanam. Even superior to the worship of Vishnu is the worship of Vaishnavas. And Shiva is the topmost Vaishnava. Nimnaganam yatha ganga. Devanam achyuta yatha Vaishnavanam yatha Shambhu Purananam idam tatha. Just as among all the rivers, Ganga is the supreme. We just crossed Ganga. And among all the gods, achyut, infallible supreme personality of Godhead, Shri Krishna is the supreme. And among all the Vaishnavas, Shiva is the supreme. So similarly, this Puran, Bhagavat Puran, Amal Praman is the topmost. So, it is good that Parvati is serving Shankar always. Then Parvati began to chant the name of Vishnu. Because Vishnu is the most worshipable Lord. So she began to say, Vishnu, 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 Vishnu. So then, Shankar told her, that superior to worship of one day Shankar told her, listen Parvati, you are chanting Vishnu, 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 that is very nice. So, but Rama Rameti Rameti Rame Rame Mano Rame Sahasrama Tatulyam Rama Nama Varanani. Actually, 1,000 names of Vishnu equal to one name of Ram. Then Parvati began to chant Ram, 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 Ram. So Ram, what is the name Ram means? Ramante Yogir Anante Satya Ananda Chitatmani Iti Rama Padenasu Parabrahma Vidhiyate. So Parabrahma is known as Ram. Because the yogis, they take happiness in chanting the name of Ram. He gives the pleasure to all, so he's known as Ram. So Ram, Ramo Raja Manisada Vijayate Ramam Ramesham Bhaje Ramena Vyata Nisha Charajamu Ramaya Tasmainama Rama Nasti Parayanam Pratam Ramasya Dastosmiham Rame Chitta Layasada Bhavatume Bho Rama Mahamudhara. Actually, all the eight vibhaktis, starting from Pratama to Sambodhan, they all come in this shloka. So, Ram, Ram name is very holy. When you say Ra, you open your mouth with Ra, and you immediately close your mouth, Ma. So the sins escape from your mouth when you say Ra, and they cannot come back in because you have closed your mouth, Ma. So Ra, Ma. So like that, so this Ram name. Then she began to chant Ram, 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 Ram. Then one day, Shankar very mercifully told his wife and his disciple, dear Parvati, that Sahasranam Nam Punyanam Tribhrityat Yat Phalam, that the benefit one receives by chanting 3,000 names of Vishnu is one receives just by chanting one name of Krishna. And what is Krishna? Krishna Bhuvachaka Shabda Nashya Nivritti Vachaka Tayorekyam Prabhrahma Krishna Iti Abhidhiyate. Krish is Bhuvachaka Shabda. The entire material and spiritual creation is Krish. And Na means the eternal bliss, all the bliss. So Krishna name is full of bliss. That is what this Krishna Nam should be chanted in this Godhra Madhiv. Shankar told Parvati that he should always chant this name of Krishna, because it is like chanting three names of Ram. And Krishna name is very sweet. Tunde Tandavini Ratam Medanate Tundavali Labdhe Karada Kroda Kadambini Ghatayate Karana Budhe Vyaspruha Chito Prangana Sangini Vijayate Sarvendriyanam Kurti No Jane Janita Kiyadvir Amrute Krishneti Varanadvai. Then this Krishna name will come on the tongue. One would say, it is better to be like Anantadev. He has thousands of tongues. And one should chant his name. You can chant. And he has thousands of hoods. Anantadeva has thousands of hoods and thousands of tongues. And he is always reciting the name of Krishna. So therefore, one will feel that, while chanting the name of Krishna, while chanting the name of Krishna, I should have thousands of tongues. So one mother is chanting here, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Raksha Mam. Ram, Raghava, Ram, Raghava, Ram, Ram, Pahi Mam. How fortunate. Chanting the names of Keshava. Keshava. Such a beautiful name, Keshava. Keshava. So
sir?
Abhi Rudradeep. Yeah. Rasingapalli. So now we are approaching. So this Naam is very powerful. So now we are going to this Nrisingapalli. So Nrisingapalli is a very holy place. Because Nrisingadev actually, he killed Hiranyakashipu. And then he came here. Apparently, he washed his hands here at this place after killing the Hiranyakashipu. So Hiranyakashipu, exhibiting the mellow of Vatsala Ras, there are 10 incarnations. These 10 incarnations represent 10 different rasas. Pujari Goswami in his Tika on Gita Govinda, he has explained, what does Nrisingadev signify? He signifies Vatsala Ras. he showed his deep affection for his son like Prahlad. Prahlad's father was Hiranyakashipu, but his Hiranyakashipu was against Prahlad. But now the question may come, why did Nrsingadev came to this world? Did he come to rescue Prahlad or did he come to for some other reason? No, he didn't come to rescue Prahlad. Actually came to recover his eternal associates, Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu. Now another question may come, who is the greater devotee, Hiranyakashipu or Prahlad? Prahlad is Sadhan Siddha, but Hiranyakashipu is Nitya Siddha. So in that sense, Hiranyakashipu is a greater devotee than Prahlad. But just don't tell anyone that I quoted this. But anyway, this is the observation of Sanatana Goswami in Brihad Bhagavatamrita. That actually, Hiranyakashipu is Jay and Vijay. So Jay Vijay, they were actually came to this world. One day, Jay and Vijay, they were in Vaikuntha. And they saw that Vishnu's, Narayan's arms, they are like, you know, showing some signs. They are like flickering. Means that, Bhuja Phadak Raya in Hindi they say. Means he wants to do some war with a club and something. He has a very beautiful club called Kaumodaki. And he also has Sudarshan Chakra. In Vaikuntha, Vishnu has this particular arms, like this particular weapons, like Chakra and Sudarshan Chakra and Gada. But he see that Vishnu cannot fight with anyone in Vaikuntha. Because Vaikuntha is a place of peace and harmony. Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha means that place where there is no anxiety. No demons can enter there. So how can Vishnu, Narayan satisfy desire to fight with anyone there? So therefore, Jay and Vijay thought that our Lord wants to fight and it is we are servants of the Lord. So we must fulfill the desire of the Lord. It's not possible to sit in Vaikuntha and fulfill the desire. So let us stop these Brahmanas, these four naked Brahmanas who are coming inside. And if you stop them, they'll curse us. Then we'll become demons and we'll satisfy the desire of Narayan. So therefore, these four Kumaras who are actually Brahmavadis, means they're not Mayavadis, they were Brahmavadis. They were attached to the Brahman conception. The absolute truth has three aspects. Vadanti tattva vidas tattvam yad jnanam advayam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavaniti shabdate. So this particular supreme absolute truth has three manifestations. Bhagavan, Paramatma and Brahman. The Brahman is, Bhagavan has six qualities. Ashwaryasa samagrasya viryasa yashasa shriya jnana vairagya shiva shannam bhagam itingana, as explained by Parashar Muni in Vishnu Puran. Parashar Muni is the father of Vyasadeva. But sometimes Parashar Muni also composes Puranas and he has also held the position of Vyasadeva. So this Bhagavan has six qualities. Out of them, his Angi Guna is his Shri, beauty. And then other qualities are the angas or limbs. So, but Brahman is only the effulgence of Krishna. So they were attached to this Brahman conception. Nirakar, Nirvishesh, Niriha, Nishaktik, which has no potency, which has no shape. The Brahman cannot be Bhakta Vatsal, cannot show any affection to his devotees. Brahman will not help anyone. So they were attached to this Brahman conception. But once they smelt the fragrance of the Lord's lotus feet, the tulsi from the lotus feet of Lord Narayan, and when that tulsi fragrance entered into the mouth, entered into the nostrils of these four Kumaras, they immediately were wondering, where is this fragrance coming from? So they arrived at Vaikuntha. So first time they want to have darshan of Narayan. And they came, and then this Jay and Vijay, so they passed through the other gates. You know, Vaikuntha has many, many gates. And every single gate, there are gatekeepers. And Vaikuntha, actually, so as they were entering this Jay and Vijay, these four Kumaras, Jay Vijay stopped them. He said, you are naked. How can you come in this Vaikuntha naked? The four Kumaras, they are actually always naked. Why? Because they were born from Brahma, and Brahma told them that you should get married and do procreation. They said, no, we'll never get married. We don't want to be married. Brahma said, why not? They said, we are too young. And Brahma said, oh, but when you grow up, you become 16, you'll look for a mate. Then they say, we'll never become 16. We'll always stay 4 or 5 year old. Then he said, Brahma said, huh? So Brahma said, why you want to stay like this? Why you want to remain celibate whole life? What will you do? Then the four Kumaras' reply has been recorded by Madhvacharya in his Dwadash Stotram. Prinayamo Vasudevam Vandito Sheshavandoru Vrindarakam Chandana Charchito Darapinam Sakam Indira Chanchala Pangani Rajitam Mandaro Dhari Vrindod Bhujamoditam Prinayamo Vasudevam Devata Mandala Khandamandanam Prinayamo Vasudevam. They said, we want to worship Vasudev, whose chest is decorated by sandalwood pulp and is holding the Mandar mountain in his hands and is embraced by Lakshmi. So these Kumaras, they always celebrate. Now they want to enter into the abode of Narayan. There, they were stopped by Jay and Vijay. So they curse Jay and Vijay that you are living in the Vaikuntha, but you act like demons against Brahmins, so you become demons. So first lifetime, they became Hiranyaksha, Hiranyakashipu, then became Ravana and Kumbhakarna. And then, so therefore, the Lord Nrsingadev came to rescue his eternal servants. So Kola or Kroda or Varaha or Sukara or Boar incarnation, he destroyed Hiranyaksha. The Nrsingadev, he killed Hiranyakashipu. So you see that Nrsingadev is always present here at Nrsingapalli. We should pray to Nrsingadev. Vagisha yasya vadane lakshmir yasya cha vakshasi yasyaste rude samvittam Nrsinga maham bhaje. I worship that Nrsinga whose mouth is Lakshmi Devi, Saraswati is present in his on his tongue. Lakshmi Devi is on his chest. And his heart is the Samvit potency, the potency of knowledge. I worship that Nrsingadev. So all our obstacles will be removed by the mercy of Nrsingadev. Gurudev said, we don't worship so much other incarnations, but we do worship Narayan, we worship Nrsingadev. Because Nrsingadev is somewhat helpful, is very helpful to remove all our obstacles for bhakti. Because so many obstacles will come. That will be there. So therefore, we have come to this place of Nrsingadev, and Nrsinga Bhagavan is going to help us understand that he is actually very merciful. One devotee of Nrsingadev was Sridhar Swami. The Sridhar Swami, he realized all the tattva by the mercy of Nrsingadev. This is Harihar Kshetra. And this the place exactly we have come is actually now Harihar Kshetra. Later on we'll be going to Nrsingapalli. So this Harihar Kshetra is actually very dear to Lord Shiva. There's a temple of Lord Shiva here, where you can see